From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. North Korea says it is willing to resume international talks about ending its nuclear program, but there are strings attached. Pyongyang says peace talks with the United States to officially end the Korean War and an end to sanctions are conditions for resuming the talks aimed at ridding the North of nuclear weapons. Obama administration envoy Robert King, however, says North Korea must improve its human rights record if it wants better relations with the U.S. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
It's the first overseas trip for the Obama administration's new envoy on human rights in North Korea, and he didn't mince his words. Speaking in Seoul, Robert King said North Korea was one of the worst places in the world in terms of the lack of human rights. He said any improvement in ties between Washington and Pyongyang, which do not have diplomatic relations, would have to include North Korea improving its human rights situation. King will meet North Korean defectors and South Korean officials in Seoul before heading for Japan. He said the U.S. was still trying to obtain information about Robert Park, an American missionary who was detained on Christmas Day for entering North Korea illegally. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Two people are said to have been arrested and accused of taking part in Friday's deadly attack on the Togo national soccer team. The team bus was attacked by gunmen on Friday as it was traveling to Angola to take part in Africa's biggest soccer tournament. Three people were killed, including Togo's assistant coach and a team spokesman. The Togolese squad is back in Togo after the government pulled the team out of the tournament. A top White House advisor says there is an overwhelming sense that more needs to be done to jumpstart the nation's struggling economy. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Christina Romer, head of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, says it is essential to reduce the nation's 10% unemployment rate, even though the economy is making steady progress. She notes that the nation was losing almost 700,000 jobs a month when the Obama administration first came into office. And even though the losses have slowed significantly, Romer says that the number of people leaving the workforce and the long-term unemployment some are suffering are devastating for families.
It's still terrible. We're still losing jobs, and we absolutely have to go from losing any jobs at all to adding them at a robust rate.
Romer says the president is planning more targeted measures to jumpstart job creation. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Global stock markets are rising today. Shares in Europe have climbed in early trading, and markets in Asia were led by Hong Kong and Shanghai, where investors were cheered by China's announcement over the weekend that exports jumped nearly 18% in December after 13 months of declines. Expectations of greater Chinese demand also helped lift commodities. Oil prices are near $84 a barrel. This is NPR News. Al-Qaeda's wing in North Africa is trying to swing a prisoner swap. The group is threatening to execute a French hostage if four Al-Qaeda prisoners being held in Mali are not released within 20 days. The threat appeared on a website used by Al-Qaeda-linked organizations. A contest between two of the top-scoring teams in the National Football League lived up to expectations in Arizona yesterday. The Arizona Cardinals and Green Bay Packers combined to score the most points in a game in playoff history. Arizona outlasted Green Bay 51-45, as Mark Moran reports from Phoenix.
What appeared to be a good old-fashioned blowout turned into a nail-biter that ended in an 8-second dazzling play that covered 17 yards. In overtime, the Packers were backed up in their own territory when quarterback Aaron Rodgers was stripped of the ball, which landed in Cardinal Carlos Dansby's hands. Dansby sprinted in for the win. The combined 96 points were the most ever scored in a postseason NFL game. The Packers had clawed back from deficits of 17 and 21 points. The game was full of other remarkable statistics. Cardinals quarterback Kurt Warner, for example, had more touchdown throws than incomplete passes. In Massachusetts, the highly regarded New England Patriots were beaten soundly by the Baltimore Ravens. It was the Patriots' first home playoff loss since the 1970s. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Cold weather continues to hold the South in its grip. The National Weather Service issued a hard freeze warning for South Florida overnight, and a freeze watch will continue through tomorrow. On Saturday night, a temperature of 35 degrees in Miami set a record that had stood since 1970. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.